All right, things you didn't know about your state. Let's do a little bit.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas.
Little hometown news.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Texas is my hometown.
So, we just played George Strait there. And, George, you can live where George used to sleep.
Yeah.
How about this? George Strait's just outside of San Antonio estate custom design is on the market. George put it up.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's just under 8,000 square foot castle-like residence. San Antonio's exclusive Dominion area.
Which is very nice.
Is it?
The Dominion is very nice.
Well, hello there.
But why is he selling?
I don't know. He's had it since 2007. And I'm not really sure, but he's asking $8.9 million for the property. And it's totally George Strait luxury all the way through. 2.5 baths, 4 full bathrooms there, and 3 bedrooms. Each bedroom features a whole suite bathroom and a separate fireplace. King George knows how to live. Hey, an update on our Blum, Texas 6-man football championship team.
Yeah, the ones that couldn't afford their rings.
Right, yeah, right? They needed to raise about $15,000 to pay for all of the championship rings and thought they were going to have to wait a while. Well, they put the GoFundMe up, and 2 district employees really pitched in big. They got it paid for. About
aww,
that. Well done, Blum. Very nice.
Good deal.
Another update we reported to you a couple of months ago about the Munster Dog Food CEO, Mitch Felderhoff, who said for 30 days he was going to eat Munster dog food.
That's right.
And he has 1 day left to go tomorrow. Mitch, we're behind you. He's been documenting on social media. Mm-hmm. He says he's lost like 15 pounds. He's nearly lost 20 pounds. Which could be loose.
From eating dog food.
That's pretty much all he's eaten. Loss of appetite. But he's healthy otherwise. Ugh. And that was why he was trying to prove it, was that they make extremely healthy dog food. You ever tried dog food as a kid?
I have not.
You ever tried it as an adult?
No.
I would have judged you more harshly there. Hey, Mitch, go finish strong tomorrow, okay? And since I know you have a thing for castles, not George Strait's, but...
I do love castles.
There's an Irish castle not far from North Texas...
Okay.
Where you can party with llamas.
Because that goes, a llama goes with the Irish castle so well.
Why not, yeah. Right? The Shangri-La in Royce City, which is just northeast of Dallas.
Okay.
Home to the King Dalai Lama, Barack O'Lama, Komati Lama, Bahama Lama, Pajama Lama, Drama Lama, and Sir Lance Lama. And for $20, you can just go hang out with the llamas for as long as you want, learn about them. For $50... you can go on a llama walk with the royals. And you can also stay in the castle. You can just do your whole...
I have to do it just because.
As long as it ain't goats.
Llama.
There you go. Me and my llama. And then here's the thing. And I love just the irony of this story. I used to always camp growing up in Buffalo Gap, just outside of Abilene. Buffalo Gap, Texas, there in the hill country.
There.
Yes. And they actually had to shut down little highway 8384. Because a herd of buffalo came through, which hasn't happened in quite some time. That's
like
how
they escaped from somebody's property.
Perhaps. I don't know. It was a herd of bison, and they funneled right through, and they just stood on the highway and just stood there, and they had to shut it down. Yeah. So be careful next time looking for the appropriate name, Buffalo Gap.
Uh-huh.
Look out for the buffalo.
There's a great restaurant there.
Tell you what, it's going to make you think next time you drive through Dragon Springs, Texas, isn't it? Be on the lookout for what may be coming across there.
Yeah. Waking up with KB and Marlee, Hank FM.